You'd better have a good reason as to why you're leaning against my car. Oh. It's you. Well, it's question still stands. Why are you here? You saw the car and you thought, what? I'd be happy to see you. I didn't say that I wasn't. Are you bleeding? Onto my car. I mean, that's terrible. No, I'm... Yes. Why... come to me and not, oh, I don't know, a hospital? Any? You do know what these things are? I'm not qualified for this. Did you think I would just magic it better? As if hell won't notice. Bandage you up the old-fashioned way. And... what, just because you don't want to wait? Wow! I can't say whether or not we had anything to do with the increased wait times. Oh, you are upset. Get in. No, I'm not driving you to the hospital. I don't know where the nearest one is, anyway. Why would I know a thing like that? It's not as if I ever need one. Again, begs the question why you came to me. Can't surely have just been the wait time, I mean. Sorry, thought you said the word trust then. You did. You trust me to take better care of you than anyone else. You're more comfortable with. Fine, I'm not. I'm fine. Shut up. None of that makes any sense. Are you sure you didn't hit your head? Well, anyway. Take you back to mine, then. Zerifel's off doing something. He said something about investigating. I don't know, he gets things in his head sometimes. Does Because we've both been here the same amount of time. He, not quite as good at blending in. Though I suppose everyone just thinks he's eccentric. And everyone thinks I'm antisocial. Well, I am, though, aren't I? And then there's you. What are you? Well, I don't mean it like that. I just mean... hanging out with a demon. You could get in trouble. But you don't care. Odd. Not that I'm gonna complain. You're not exactly unpleasant to be around. Well, it's the best sort of compliment you're gonna get out of me, so take it or leave it. More from me. Do I own... of course I don't own a first aid kit. Oh. Right. Bit of a problem then. You have stuff in your bag. Then... I'm gonna stop asking questions. I feel like I'm just gonna get more confused. Well, fair enough, it's a bit awkward for you to reach on your own. You didn't have anyone else to... just be grateful I'm letting you bleed on my seats. Well, she likes you, so... she's not gonna hold a stain against you. Anyway. It's not my fingers, it'll be gone. If you already had supplies, why are we doing this whole... I'm pulling over. I'm... try and do something nice. You have to make it so impossible. Just give. Yes. I'm not him, you know? I do recognize what items are other than tea and books. You're just gonna sit there. You're gonna have to turn over if you want me to be able to reach it. You're worried what people might think. Car pulled over at the side of the road. You're bending down over the passenger seat. One then. Honestly, why ask for my help if you're going to be shy about it? Oh, that is worse than I thought. No, it's fine. It's fine. I guess this is just gonna. You don't have. How about if I were to heal this up? Oh. we could say that it counts as part of a temptation of sorts. That I had to heal you in order to get you to do something worse.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, I do already have you laying down in my car. Something else. How did you get that, anyway? Well, if I could tempt you to kill your landlord. And we're meant to be demons. You human landlord. I mean, of course you were gonna hurt yourself on that. Well, if you won't kill him, inconvenience him. If I do it, then this isn't you. You're sure I can't tempt you? Oh, I can try a different approach. Come on. A harmless prank. That's the best you can. Oh, you're far too nice. What? Is that the real reason that you came and saw me then? You're scared of the doctors. That you literally created this job in order for them to help people. Well, then again, there are some questionable people in that line of work. Well, there aren't any. You humans come up with some awful things. One minor miracle. And you owe me something. I can redeem it whenever I want. Deal. Well, pleasure doing business with you. My poor little soul. Well, you just made a deal with a demon. I'll go easy on you. First time and all. First offense. I drop you off somewhere. After all that messing about. What? Don't thank me. That implies that what I did was nice. Then what way should I see it? It's not you repaying, it's not evening things out because you're gonna owe me a favor. I'm making it difficult because why would you be trying to do something nice for me? This is some sort of trick. Get a demon under your thumb. Well, it could be yours. You really just want to buy me dinner. Seems suspicious, but alright. Fine. We'll get you to stop doing that with your face. Then where to?